Chapter 1. In the Studio. In the summer of 1870, an artist was working in his studio in London. The artist's name was Basil Hallward, and he was finishing a portrait. His friend, Lord Henry Wotton, was sitting in an armchair watching him.
"That's a marvellous picture. I know all your pictures. But this is the best," said Lord Henry. "The young man in the picture is very handsome, with his dark curly hair and bright blue eyes."
"Yes, he is," Basil said. "He's also very innocent, and he doesn't know anything about life. Sometimes I worry that Dorian Gray is too handsome, and that he'll suffer for it one day."
"Dorian Gray? Is that his name?"
Lord Henry asked, laughing.
"Yes, it is," Basil answered. "Dorian and I are good friends, and we spend a lot of time together. He often comes and sits with me, even when I'm not painting his portrait. When he's here, I paint much better than usual. He's a very special young man."
"Well, that's interesting," said Lord Henry. "I really want to meet him."
Basil was unhappy when he heard Lord Henry say this. Lord Henry was 40 years old, 10 years older than Basil. Lord Henry knew a lot about life, but he didn't believe in anything, and he didn't care about anyone. He only saw the bad in everything, and ridiculed the good. Nothing was important to him, and he spent his life going to parties and drinking.
"Henry is so cynical, and he laughs at everything," Basil thought. "It will be better if he doesn't meet Dorian."
"Henry, I don't think you'll like Dorian," Basil said to his friend. "He's very different from you, but his friendship is important to me." At that moment, a servant came into the studio.
"Mr. Gray is here, Mr. Hallward," the servant said. "Can I ask him to come upstairs to the studio?"
"Yes, please do," Basil answered. He didn't look happy, but Lord Henry laughed.
"This is a coincidence," he thought. "Now I can meet Dorian Gray."
"Henry, please be careful what you say to him," Basil said seriously. "He's only 19 years old. He'll listen to what you say, and I'm afraid you'll have a bad influence on him." Lord Henry laughed again. He was enjoying the situation. A few minutes later, Dorian Gray came into the studio, and Basil introduced him to Lord Henry. Basil watched his friends for a few minutes. "They like each other," he thought. "That's not good." A short time later, Basil said, "Henry, I must finish my work on the portrait, and I need Dorian. Can you leave us now?" Lord Henry turned to Dorian.
"Should I go?"
he asked with his nicest smile.
"No, please stay," Dorian answered. "It's very boring when Basil is painting. Please stay and talk to me."
So Lord Henry stayed. Basil wasn't happy, but he couldn't do anything about it. While Basil stood quietly and painted, Lord Henry told Dorian about his journeys, his experiences, and his cynical philosophy of life. Dorian listened carefully. He learned new things and heard strange new ideas. The ideas were interesting and stimulating, but they confused him. He didn't know why.
"Dorian," Lord Henry said finally, "today you're young and the world is yours. Life is short and you must enjoy every minute. Pleasure is the only important thing. You're handsome now, but one day you'll be old. Your dark hair will become grey and thin. You'll have lines on your face, and you won't see well anymore. Then it'll be too late and you'll be sorry."
His words made a strong impression on Dorian.